Good morning, I'm Mary Hartnett. The Lamars Community Theater has more information about the cause of their ceiling's collapse earlier this month. Here's KLEM's Angela, who is also a board member at LCT, with the details.
The ceiling in the performance space at the Posto Playhouse needs to be replaced. The building's age has been named as the cause for the ceiling collapse that was discovered the morning of Saturday, July 5th. No one was in the building at the time of the collapse. Home to the Lamars Community Theater, the Posto Playhouse is named for the fact the building was the old post office in Lamars before the theater group began calling it home in 1977. The building was constructed in 1914 and is owned by the city. The damage was discovered the morning after a storm came through, and initially members of the Lamars Community Theater Board thought it was likely damage was done by the weather. This has proven not to be the case. Throughout the week of July 7th, professionals inspected the building and assessed the damage. On July 14th, LCT's board president Dana Schuster received an email from the Lamar City Administrator stating that the city engineer feels the ceiling collapsed because the staples holding the lath wire and plaster let go, probably due to age. On Thursday the 17th, LCT's board of directors learned from the city that there was no asbestos in the rubble. The ceiling collapse happened in the performance space of the theater. Only a quarter of the ceiling fell. However, the whole ceiling will have to be removed and replaced to ensure the safety of the space. Lamar's Community Theater was in the middle of rehearsals for Blithe Spirit, the third show of their 56th season. The production is tentatively rescheduled for February of 2026, assuming the space is completed by then. LCT's board president, Dana Schuster, will be stopping by KLEM to give an update on what next steps will look like, as well as what season ticket membership holders can expect moving forward. Listen to KLEM's What Now show on Tuesday to hear that conversation. For KLEM News, I'm Angela Drake.
The sentencing of a Lamars woman convicted in the death of her 2-year-old son is now set for Monday, July 21st, at the Plymouth County Courthouse. Ceslin Tetachi's sentencing was scheduled to be held on Monday, July 7th. However, the 27-year-old Tetachi does not speak, read, or understand English, and the court failed at the time to provide a trained interpreter. Tetachi will now be sentenced at 9 a.m. Monday in Plymouth County District Court before Judge Patrick Tott. Tetachi is expected to accept a plea agreement requiring her to plead guilty to one of 3 counts of child endangerment resulting in death. The other 2 counts, second-degree murder and child endangerment multiple acts, will be dismissed once the judgment and sentence are filed in Plymouth County District Court. The Lamars woman faces up to 50 years in prison for the count of child endangerment resulting in death. Bike riders are making their way into Orange City for the start of RAGBRAI, the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa. Orange City is providing an opportunity for those riders to continue the tradition of dipping their back tire in the Missouri River to start their trek across the state. The city is filling their downtown canal in Windmill Park with Missouri River water, symbolizing Iowa's western border. Riders can access the canal in Windmill Park all day today to dip their rear tire, take a photo, and commemorate the official start of the annual ride. Volunteers will be on site to help capture the photos. There will also be plenty of music in Windmill Park Saturday. There will also be plenty of music today in Windmill Park starting at 12:30 with the Cleety Yong Band in the band shell and wrapping up on the main stage with a 90s rock show starting at 7:45. On Monday, Sioux City begins hosting the Iowa High School State baseball tournaments for Class 3A and 4A. It's the first time that Sioux City has hosted the high school tourneys, and tournament co-director Mike Skaggs is expecting great crowds, partly because 3 Sioux City metro area teams qualified to play.
Our committee is working hard to make sure that the state sees that we can put this on, we can do a great job.
And we reached out to the volunteer base, great response there. You know, we got some great support from local businesses, some local restaurants are going to help us feed the umpires and the volunteers. You know, Sioux City does it anytime call is made, they step up. You know, the restaurants are going to be busy, the hotels, they're going to be busy.
And hopefully get more championships down the road. But
volunteers help every year with the Women's National NAIA Basketball Tournament, which the city has hosted for nearly 30 years. That's a look at KLEM News. I'm Mary Hartnett.